he wanted to go to Paris that evening, and she said, "Now, Daddy, I ain't going until I have Grandma milk."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Gather up eggs. And she went out there. She come back and said, I don't know what she said. I don't remember now what she said about when she didn't have any milk.
She didn't have any. I said, Janet, you think this is the way the cow's supposed, you're supposed to get the milk to set the bucket down? And she said, yes.
Hmm.
That's they're just 13 months between them two.
Oh.
They're just like twins. They keep them dressed just alike. And
mm-hmm. That's lucky that they're so close together in a way, isn't it?
Yeah.
They had the prettiest curly hair when it was little, and their mother cut the hair on just to aggravate us, because I thought that hair was so pretty.
Just laying big rolls in there.
Straight now, but he said he'd share that's daddy. He didn't bring the children with him this time, but they're gonna fix the hair up pretty to go to school. They're starting school. One's 8 and another's 9.
This little girl in front here, her mother was washing, and she just unplugged the machine on. Told the plug down like that in the floor. And that little girl there, she was, how old was she? About 2? A year and a half old, something like that.
Oh, she's about 3, I imagine.
She picked up that plug and put it in her mouth, you know.
Oh, dear.
And what dampness was in her mouth was, I just take to see, you can see how her mouth looks right now. Well, it's been operated on with a plastic surgery. They ain't got it fixed yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mercy.
It burned her mouth so bad it just burned chunks in there. He just has to take out part of it at a time, you know, to get it fixed back.
They're going to finish it up this fall.
Oh, boy. Isn't it grand that they can do that now?
He said he just couldn't stand to see her go through life with all the hair lips, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So makes the face of it.
Good for him.
Oh, well, that's all his life, been too young.
Yeah. That's all of his talk right there. And too bad. I don't care what them kids that say, Daddy, I've got to have. See, he get it.
That's a pity, because they're going to grow up and they're going to go away. And if that's his whole life, he's just not going to know what to do.
He don't live with their mother. No, he's married since they separated, and they can't live with that woman. Don't have any woman now. He's just him and two young. But he can't. He don't take care of him. He has somebody take care of him.
You mentioned peaches. What do you call a hard part in the center of a peach?
You mean that's a seed?
Uh-huh. And you mentioned one that was loose, I think, in there?
You see, there's some peaches you have to cut off the seed.
Uh-huh.
And there's some peaches that you just bust and they come clean there. Call them, what they call them, clean peaches, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Them that you have to cut off is the kind that clings on the seed. And these others, you can just split them in half and the seed just falls out.
Mm-hmm. Is that called anything special when the seed just falls out?
Huh?
Is that kind with a loose seed called anything special?
Freestone.
Huh?
Freestone.
They call it freestone peach, you know. It just gives up the stone, you know, when you just take your hand and bust it open. You know?
You ever hear that called a press peach?
Press.
Uh-huh.
No,
that's not a common term.
No, it's not for us. It might be with other people.
No, I haven't heard it in the state. I've just been looking for it. I thought maybe it'd come in. How about the center of a cherry?
Yeah, that's
the cherries.
Yeah, the center part of that.
Well, that would be the seed, you know. The heart of it would be the hard part, would be the seed. You'd have to take that out, say you're going to make cherry pie. You'd have to take that seed out. You couldn't